Orange money.
Hello there, boys of mine. Not little, of course. Orange money.
Are you a little happy today, Sam?
Happy is right, boys. I'm here to proudly announce that sales at my American Skivvies R Us shop have shot up a whopping 82% this month. I'm in the money.
Sam, what caused the increase?
Boys, two things, I think. One reason we show an increase was my great patriotic speech about buying American underwear and not those cheap imports.
Yeah.
The second reason we show such a rate of growth is the way I juggle the books.
Hmm. So apparently, Sam, you won't be merging with a Japanese company to make international underwear?
I never said that, boys. Oh. The Sagawit stores are open to all profit-making ventures. Which reminds me, boys, speaking of profit-making ventures, let me just say two words to you.
Yeah?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
That's right, boys. Tomorrow morning, I will be in here with the greatest announcement in the history of the department store sales. What a day it will be. What an announcement will be forthcoming. That's all I can say right now, boys. Will you be here tomorrow?
Well, yeah, of course.
Then you will be witness to history.
Wow.
That's it, boys. It's a lovely day. And I'm in the money.
Good morning, I'm Tom Bell.
And I'm Aaron Davis.
And this is CKLW News at 7. First up this hour, the Democrats are coming to Detroit after all. Not the big convention next year, San Francisco snagged that, but Detroit will be hosting the meeting this July of the 347-member Democratic National Committee at 7 Celsius. For Aaron Davis, this is Tom Bell, CKLW News and Information. And now more music with the Ryan Company.
I had 12 bottles of whiskey in my cellar. And my wife told me to empty the contents of each and every bottle down the sink, or else. So I said I would, and proceeded with the unpleasant task. I withdrew the cork from the first bottle and poured the contents down the sink, with the exception of one glass, which I drank. I extracted the cork from the second bottle and did likewise, with the exception of one glass, which I drank. I then withdrew the cork from the third bottle and emptied the good old booze down the sink, except one glass, which I drank. I pulled the cork from the fourth sink and poured the bottle down the glass, which I drank. I pulled the bottle from the cork of the next and drank one sink out of it and poured the rest down the glass. I pulled the sink out of the next glass and poured the cork down the bottle. And I pulled the next cork out of my throat and poured the sink down the bottle and drank the glass. Then I corked the sink with the glass and bottled the drink and drank the pour. Well, I had everything empty. I studied a house with one hand, counted the bottles and corks and glasses with the other, which were 29. To be sure, I counted them again when they came by, and I had 74. And as the house came by, I counted them again, and finally I had all the houses and bottles and corks and glasses counted, except one house and one bottle, which I drank.
That's my kind of guy, I'll tell you right now. Yes, sirree.
Henry Morgan.
No, Lou Shook here.
Oh.
12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning to you on this bright, sunshiny morning, the Ryan Company. Today's the 12th of May.
This is the greatest of all times. Whenever I'm in Detroit, I listen to my friends on the Ryan Company, and I strongly suggest you do too. Assalamu alaikum, salaam.
Thank you very much, the greatest. As a matter of fact, speaking of the greatest, it was about a week ago, it'll be a week ago tomorrow, that we had him on the air here in the morning. And he was a little cheesed off because he said the Channel 50 didn't show his movie, which was called The Greatest. He's off by a week. It's on tonight.
Oh, good.
So tonight on Channel 50, they'll be showing the Muhammad Ali story called The Greatest, or I Am The Greatest. 7:15 in the morning, that is our time. You're with the Ryan Company.
What's in my mailbag that folks can't wait for? Easy cash from Kodak's Great Picture Payoff. Details at participating photo retailers.
It's 7:16, Farmer Jack Savings Time. Time to save on no-brand frozen French fries. A five-pound bag is only 99 cents at Farmer Jack. Weather today, partly cloudy and warm. High should be around 78. It's gorgeous out right now. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Our partly cloudy skies will invade us tonight. A low will be about 52. Continuing warm tomorrow with a chance of thundershowers. The high will be 78. Right now, City Airport has 49. It is the same officially. That is our temperature. Cleveland has 47, and Toledo has 43 on CKLW. Time now to take a look at our morning report on traffic. And now here is Liz Somerville, brought to you by the Canadian Government Office of Tourism.
Thank you very much, Tom. A couple of... What?
Still sound like you have that...
like a cold or I just woke up?
Like you're cold.
Oh.
So, did you wake up with a cold?
Yeah.
No. No, I didn't.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry that
we'll have to send the company doctor over to see you.
Oh, okay.
Not Doc Shakey.
Yeah, Shakey Eddie. Is
oh, I like him.
Yeah, he's the company doctor.
But you don't want him tending to you physically. You know what I'm saying?
No, right.
The shakes well, like
he,
that.
We could settle him down.
Yeah. No matter what it is, if you've got a cough or if your knee hurts, he wants to do brain surgery.
Oh, no.
But he doesn't
no.
charge anything.
That's right. In case it goes wrong, then you can't be mad at him.
Okay.
Well, a couple of problems to tell you about at this time. Westbound Davison at Hamilton, the right lane is blocked by a stalled car. And over on the eastbound Ford Freeway, as you head into town this morning in the vicinity of Wyoming, you're going to find a large piece of lumber rolling around in the left lane. And up on the service, a couple of problems. Eastbound Ford Road at Beach Daily, that's in Dearborn Heights, we have a stalled car that blocks the left lane. And also at the intersection of Joy Road and Southfield, we have a fire going on that is tending to slow things up. This is Liz Somerville at CK Traffic Central.
Lake Nipissing. Lake Nipigon.
Chuse.
Madawaska.
Quack, quack.
Wabashin. Algonquin Park.
Quack, quack.
Muskoka. And Manitoulin Island.
Quack, quack.
America, come on up to Canada this summer. Come for the wilderness and discover a civilization that's never far away. Cities made for people with flowers and trees that stretch as far as the eye can see. Canada's capital in Ottawa with the Parliament buildings overlooking the Rideau Canal. Toronto, where you can dine on the waterfront or stroll elegant streets with shopping and sidewalk cafes. Music and entertainment everywhere. The Shakespearean Festival at Stratford and George Bernard Shaw at picturesque Niagara on the Lake. This summer, come on up. America borders on the magnificent Canada.
Good morning, CK.
Hey, let me ask you something. How come you hate Canadian underwear, eh?
Oh, Officer McKenzie.
That's right, eh? A cheesed Officer McKenzie, eh?
I don't hate Canadian underwear.
What do you hold against Canadian underwear, eh?
I don't hold anything against Canadian underwear. It's fine.
Hey, let me ask you a question, buddy, eh?
Yeah?
Hey, where do you make your living, eh?
Well, I know that. Well, why? What's the purpose of this?
Hey, all I hear in this stupid show of yours, eh, is this thing about American underwear, eh? Buy American, eh? Hey, you come over here and work, eh? I bet you hate Canadian underwear, don't you?
No, I don't hate Canadian underwear.
What's wrong with it,
Wait a minute, nothing's wrong with it. I just don't happen to buy it over here, that's all.
You and that sack of whatever his name
sack
is,
with
eh?
Sam, well, he's got a business in Detroit and in the metropolitan area. That's why he's selling American underwear.
You guys are always talking it up. Hey, I've got the maple leaf on my shorts, eh?
Why, listen, wait a minute.
I'm proud,
hey,
eh?
I know you. Look at my mother's from Canada. Tom Delisle, he's got relatives from Canada. You know, we all...
You got the maple leaf on your underwear, eh?
No, I don't have the maple leaf on my underwear.
And I'll tell you something else, eh?
What?
You guys do that Canadian tourism ad, eh?
That's right, yeah.
You making fun of the Canadian people, eh?
No,
I heard that stuff with ducks going and stuff, eh? And then you say things like sandwich, eh?
Sandwich West?
And Sarnia, eh?
Well, that's all right. That's the places to visit if you're on vacation.
And Moose Jaw, eh?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, don't fool with us, eh?
No, sir, officer.
I'll high stick you, eh?
No, officer, no.
Let me ask you something,
what?
Eh?
What?
Why don't, if you're such a binational guy, why don't you wear a Canadian underwear 6 months and American underwear 6 months, eh?
I could do that. There wouldn't be anything wrong with that.
I'm not talking about the same pair, though. You know what I'm talking?
Well, I know you're talking to a different pair.
Don't wear the same underwear 6 months in a row.
No, I know what you mean. Officer, nice to talk to you this morning. And don't worry, no, we don't hate Canadian underwear.
I hope you don't mind. I just got cheesed, eh?
Some of my best friends wear Canadian underwear.
That's okay, since you've got Canadian roots, eh? Like Kunta Kinte, eh?
No, well, sort of, but there were, no. What are you, Kunta McKenzie?
More or less, eh? Keep flying that maple leaf on your underwear, will you?
Yes, sir. Officer, and I'll be seeing you down at the tunnel probably tomorrow morning as I come in.
I just thought of something, eh? We give you the strip search, we'll find out, eh?
Thank you, officer.
Sure, eh?
Oh, I volunteer for the search.
When you smile. When you smile.
Twenty-one after 7 o'clock. Looking for a new home? There are 500 places that you can look. Yes, 500 places to find the official Homes for Sale magazine in Oakland County. It's sponsored by the South Oakland County Board of Realtors, but it's published by the Oakland Press. It's available right now for you free in over 500 locations in Royal Oak, Troy, Clawson, Ferndale, Berkeley, Southfield, and other cities. Take a look at the hundreds of homes listed in the official Homes for Sale magazine in Oakland County, published by the Oakland Press. The only place to look for a home. Don't miss it. CKLW at 22 after 7 o'clock. You're with the Ryan Company.
I saw you at the Beachwood Cafe. You looked at me and then you looked away.
That's Barry Manilow on CKLW. Would you like to go to Los Angeles, California?
What do you think, Erin? You want to go?
Right now.
Well, we can. We're going to send two people to Los Angeles, California from the Ryan Company show.
Wow.
Steve Martin's got a brand new movie out called The Man with Two Brains. And what we are going to do, we're having a contest here. Just send us a postcard with who you think could use another brain. I mean, it can be anybody in the city, in the world, whoever you say, I think so-and-so could use another brain, on a postcard and tell us why you think they could use another brain.
Who do you think, Aaron?
Anybody in particular? And don't name this show. Everybody's been called. So you two guys could use one. Anybody in particular you think that you don't want to embarrass yourself by saying this now?
No.
Yes. Okay, fine. We know she knows of someone. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you will win a trip for two to Los Angeles to see the movie Man with Two Brains with Steve Martin, a weekend in L.A., a day at the huge US Festival with spending money, hotel, tickets, the whole works. Hey, just send your postcard in now, and the winner will be announced May 21st right here on the Ryan Company. Send it to Two Brains, CKLW, Box 282, Southfield 48037, or Box 480 Windsor, N9A 6M6, and send it in right away.
Before Aaron ran out of here to go do the newscast, she just nominated Pia Zadora.
Well, does she have a brain?
Isadora? Yeah. I don't know. What a name.
That
man.
Might narrow it down to one, you know.
It's like Crimea River.
So send your postcards in right away and get in on this contest. We're going to send two people to Los Angeles.
All right. Guess an old fool that he's here. Everybody's talking about her. Guess an old fool that he's here.
This year's confusing t-shirt sale. 2 for $14 and 2 for $17. On now.
Good morning, CK.
Morning, Tom.
Yeah.
Would you like to see play Tom DeLisle in the Tom DeLisle story?
Wow. Who would I like to see?
Wow, let's see.
That's an interesting question. Kurt Gibson.
Kurt Gibson?
Wait. You know, let's see. I tell you what.
Who would you like to see play yourself, Tom?
Charles Grodin. I really like him. He always has that look like, I don't believe this is happening. That's kind of my feeling about life, you know? Yeah, I'd like Charles Grodin. Do you have anybody in mind, sir?
No.
Oh.
Your epitaph.
Pardon?
About your epitaph.
Dead. Just write dead on it.
Well, the tombstone would say, I told you I was sick, or it's all BS. One, or maybe both. How's that?
All right?
Great.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now Tepperman's has really done it. On your own telephone from Tepperman's, only $4 with the purchase of any furniture, lamps, bedding, appliances, or carpeting. Save up to $100 in phone rentals in 5 years. Tepperman's push-button telephone, only $4 while supplies last.
Thank you, Bill. It's 29 after 7 o'clock in the morning. Detroit News has its finger on the pulse of the business community and informs you of the latest trends in industry. Read the business section of the Detroit News, number one, because it's a better paper. All right, you got about 20 seconds before news time. It's going to be a beautiful day today. The sun is out right now, shining brightly. We should get up to a high of about 78 today. 78 right now. We have a temperature of 49, and time now for for our news headlines.
I should have called in sick today.
Yeah. We all should have called in.
We say 78 degrees three or four times in the morning makes you wonder why you got up, why you came in.
Here's Tom Bell.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, everybody. This CKLW News and Information Update is brought to you by Channel 7 Action News.